We're back speaking with Grace about skincare products. Grace has been sharing with us information about the products that you may be applying to your body on a daily basis. Grace, what would you suggest people start doing when making skincare purchasing decisions?
Okay, it's time to go to the positive news. We don't have to go down the toxic skincare path if we choose not to. There are a multitude of natural plant ingredients, oils, extracts, and organic products to satisfy every demand in our personal routines. There are literally thousands of herbal and medicinal plants and foods that contain the nutrients, omega fatty acids, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that are needed to restore and heal damaged skin and hair. Over the past 15 years, there has been an explosion in natural and organic skincare. It is a billion-dollar industry. Consumers today are in a powerful purchasing position, with large corporations providing a huge selection of natural plant-based products.
Grace, a lot of the listeners may already be fossicking through their cabinets looking at the ingredients in their products, but are unsure if the products are full of harmful chemicals. How would you suggest people dissect the ingredients list?
So, when you want to buy an all-natural, plant-based, synthetic-free product, this is what you need to look for. The label on the back must have the word ingredients, starting with the largest to the smallest. If it says contains or active ingredients or has no ingredients listed, then it may be hiding substances. If, for example, vitamin E is highlighted, but it is the last ingredient on a long list of ingredients, you would assume there is only a minuscule amount of vitamin E included. Very surprisingly, ingredients banned in America and Europe are still widely used in Australia. Some of them are actually suspected endocrine, hormone, and reproductive disruptors. What is not absorbed into our skin is washed away into the ocean from our showers and bathtubs. They don't all break down in the environment, but they go on to affect our sea life and the food supply chain. The most important question in all of this is, how do you know if a product is natural and chemical free? Our tips are, firstly, read the list of ingredients. If you don't understand more or two or three ingredients, move on. Try and purchase from health food stores. You can make many of your own products. There are lots of easy recipes. Carry a checklist of ingredients to avoid. You have the power to be the deciding factor and actively say, no, thank you.
Thank you, Grace. That was so interesting. If you would like to find out more on health and well-being, email office@sunshinefm.com.au. Thank you.